not let the past disturb you. Just bury everything in the Sacred Heart and begin again in joy. Make a real effort to grow in true love, reparation, and forgiveness. Try to make your home a place where our Lord can come and rest a while with you. Jesus cannot deceive us. Our names are written in his heart. That's from a meditation from Mother Teresa. Today is the solemn feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. The devotion of the Sacred Heart is one of the most widely practiced and well-known of Catholic devotions. Taking Jesus Christ's physical heart as a representation of the divine love for humanity. This means we celebrate that Jesus loves us with a human heart. This understanding, the divine love of God expressed through the human heart of his Son, has been present since early Christianity. The modern form of this devotion comes from St. Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque, or more correctly, Marguerite Maria Alacoque, which she had visions in the late 1600s. And in those visions, Jesus asked her that she should tell all people to go to confession and receive Holy Communion often, especially on the first Friday of every month, and that reparations should be made for sins committed against his Sacred Heart and the Holy Eucharist. He also requested that the church observe a feast day specifically for the purpose of this reparation. The feast was officially first recognized in 1856 and has been elevated several times, now occupying a solemnity, which is the highest feast a church can have. It is also a day to pray for the sanctification of priests, so I ask you to do that today. The feast is strategically located after we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, contemplated our relationship of God captured in Trinity Sunday, and then nourished by his body and blood at the feast of Corpus Christi. Now we have the feast of the Sacred Heart. At every funeral, if you've been to one, we are told that until we meet that person again, they reside in our hearts. And so today's feast is a recognition of us holding Jesus in our hearts. And as Jesus resides in our hearts, we celebrate that we also reside in his heart as well. There is nothing you cannot do or say or feel in your human heart that would not find a home, an appreciation, and a sorrow in the heart of Jesus. And this love we exchange with Jesus is shared through a heart punctured with thorns. It is love shared through a broken heart. And in that lies the mystery of today's feast, how Jesus can accept our sorrows, our sufferings, and can share in our broken heart. But that's not the end of the mystery of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When we give our sufferings to Jesus' Sacred Heart, we are also called to love, and to love through a broken heart. This feast calls us to love despite having our hearts broken, to follow the saints who chose to draw near to God in their suffering rather than to blame him for it, to understand that whatever breaks our hearts can be offered to Jesus, shared with his broken heart. And then in that sharing, our hearts are broken wide open. Broken open to love those who have hurt us, those who are our enemies, those who have themselves broken hearts. Jesus also gave us, through St. Margaret Mary, special promises for those keeping this loving devotion to the attribute of his infinite love for humankind has represented in his most sacred heart. Here are the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I will give them all the grace necessary in their state of life. I will establish peace in their homes. I will comfort them in all their afflictions. I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. To those who promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart. And the final promise, I promise you, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. Those are some pretty good promises to rely